Hey mom, thanks for hanging out with me today. We have another fun episode, and I know I say that every time, but they are fun to me anyway. I hope you are having fun as well. First, I want to share some exciting news with you. My podcast has hit 10,000 downloads. I am just blown away. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me hit that number. And in such a short time, I feel like it was less than 6 months ago that I started this podcast. It is such an honor to bring all of these tips and ways to save money and improve your finances and just to reach your family goals. So I have had a blast and I hope you have too. So thank you so much. If you have enjoyed any of my podcast content so far, would you do me a huge favor to celebrate 10,000 downloads milestone? Would you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you are listening to? It would mean so much to me if you left me a review. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear if it's bringing value to you. I hope it is blessing your family. Thank you so much. All right, so today's episode is going to be tips for helping you save money this Easter. So celebrating Easter with family and loved ones. So ways that you can celebrate this coming Easter holiday without spending too much money. Let's get into it. Welcome to Frugal Living for Families. Are you ready to help your family thrive, not just survive on a single income? If so, you are in the right place. Together, we are going to save money, learn to be thrifty, budget the easy way, lower expenses, and work toward becoming debt-free. Hi, my name is Mandy Lewis, and I cannot wait to help you care well for your family, find peace, and change your family's financial future. So, reach your hand into those crumb-infested couch cushions, grab those loose quarters, and let's get saving. Hey mom, did you know that we have a Facebook group called Frugal Living for Families? I would love to have you come and join us over there. We have an amazing group of ladies and we share all of the frugal ideas and ways that you can save money, improve your budget, build your emergency savings, eliminate debt, and just accomplish those family goals that you have, whether it's becoming a stay-at-home mom or any other financial goal that your family has. We are here to cheer you on and support each other. So come join us over in Facebook. Go to facebook.com/groups/frugal living for families and join us today. All right, let's get into it. Today's episode, let's save some money celebrating this coming Easter holiday. It's almost here. Are you ready? I'm so excited. I love Easter. I'm a Jesus girl, so I love celebrating anything that has to do with Jesus. So Easter is such a fun holiday. And whether you believe in Jesus or you don't, it can be a great family fun day. We are a Christian family, so we love celebrating Jesus in addition to all of the fun activities that go along with celebrating Easter. If you celebrate Easter in your family, let's dive in to these amazing tips that will help you save some money this year. All right, so the first tip is to DIY your Easter decorations. If you love putting up Easter decorations or your kids love seeing all of the decorations get put up around the home, get crafty and make your own Easter decorations. If you feel like you need more than what you already have, get your kids involved. They love making crafts that are seasonal, and you can find a lot of inspiration on Pinterest and just an internet search for fun Easter crafts for kids. Make a fun family day out of it and see what you can come up with and get your house all decorated for Easter and for springtime. It will really boost your mood as well. And make it even more frugal by finding some ideas using the items you already have at home. Then you won't have to spend any money at all. All right, tip number two is to shop sales and look for coupons. So especially digital coupons. My local grocery store, every season, no matter what the season is, they have discounts on that season's candy or anything that is specific to the holiday, like decor. So look for a general coupon that will be like a certain percentage off of anything that you're looking for that is for Easter, or all Easter candy is this percent off. All Easter decor and items are this percent off. That way, no matter what you buy, you will be getting an additional savings. And as far as meals go for Easter dinner or an Easter gathering, use your local store's ad to see what is on sale. Your store will most likely have things on sale that are more traditional Easter dinners. Even with St. Patrick's Day, just in our distant past, there are things like cabbage, corned beef, things like that are still on sale, and they may have an abundance of those. So they will be on clearance likely as well. So make a way to utilize those marked down and greatly on sale produce items and meat items to make your Easter dinner. Tip number three is to plan your meals ahead of time. So this will allow you to utilize what's marked down on clearance. I had a great episode on clearance items last week, so if you missed it, make sure to check that one out. Of course, as I've mentioned in prior episodes, on all of the episodes I have on grocery savings, make your list before you go to the store and stick to it. Only buy those items from what is on sale in the circular and what you find on clearance when you get to the store. Choose budget-friendly meal options. You can go online to search for recipes that have minimal ingredients so that you don't have too many things to have to purchase. And use supercook.com is one of my favorite websites to enter in the ingredients you already have on hand, and it will give you so many ideas of recipes that you can make. And it will show you, if you just add this one ingredient item, you could make this recipe. So if there's something that looks interesting to you, then you'll know exactly that one or two ingredients you need to purchase, and you'll utilize what else you have on hand already. And of course, cook from scratch. At home cooking is always better for you, better tasting, and saves you money in the long run. Tip number four is to host a potluck. It does not have to be that you host a huge Easter dinner and provide all of the different side dishes in addition to a ham or roast beef or whatever it is that you traditionally like to eat on Easter. Don't put this all on your plate. Have a potluck and have everybody bring a dish that they love in their family, something that is their favorite for Easter. Plan with everybody so people are bringing different types of dishes, but have everybody share in the cooking and the expense. Tip number five is about Easter baskets. Limit your Easter basket spending. The cost for Easter baskets can really add up, can't it? Do you make Easter baskets for your kids? Leave a comment. I'm curious if you provide Easter baskets to your kids. I know in our family, it is a tradition in our family. We have done it ever since our kids were little, but I know it can add up so fast. So some of my favorite tips for keeping the cost low and filling my kids' Easter baskets is to get inexpensive items that maybe you don't buy them very often. So it's something that will be special to them because they don't get it all the time, but something that still is a low cost. An example for my kids, and I know this is not healthy, their Easter baskets are never healthy. You're welcome to make a healthy Easter basket. My kids would snub their noses. But for example, at my local store, they're called Dunkums, I think, and there's a box with like six individual Dunkums. They come with vanilla frosting. It's like cookie, little cookie wafers that you dip into the frosting, and it has sprinkles. And they're like those handy snacks, you know, with the cheese and the crackers from my childhood. They actually still have those nowadays, but these are like a dessert version. So I don't buy them for the kids often, but a box of them is only a couple dollars, and I will open them up and put two of the individual Dunkums in each of their baskets. So it makes it very affordable for me. Or if you really want to take up a bunch of space, put the whole box in the basket. If you only have one or two kids, get them a whole box. It takes up a lot of space. But look for those items that may be something special or different for them. You can also look for free items in your local Buy Nothing group. People around the holidays really love to share and help out their neighbors. I know in my local Buy Nothing group, there are so many moms in there who want to help out other moms and their kiddos, and will actually look for specific toys and things that could be given away and easily put into somebody's basket. A lot of these items are brand new, or your kids cannot tell they have been used. They're in perfect condition. And don't be afraid to put a post out there for what you are searching for. Put a generic post out there that you're searching for fun items for Easter baskets and just see what people are willing to offer you. And also look for items that take up a lot of space. So whether it is a food item or a toy or any other types of items, these are the types of items that I have put into my kids' baskets over the years that really help take up space and may also be something that is going to help out with the times when they are bored, with upcoming summer break, getting their creative minds going. So here are a few ideas. Toys are a great one, depending on the age of your child. Books, games like the little card games for kids or a small board game that is small enough to fit into a basket, like dice games, bananagrams, those types of little games. Blu-ray or DVD movies are a great choice. Plushies, any kind of stuffed animal, if your kid is into those, they take up a good amount of space, and I know my daughter loves getting those. Sports items, if there's anything they're into, trading cards, think about the things they're really into and that will occupy them later on. They make all kinds of little activities for science, crafts, you name it. So look for things that are free, that take up space, and that don't cost a lot of money. And also, if you provide candy in your Easter basket for your kids, it does not have to be Easter-specific candy. Sometimes those are marked up more expensive just because they look like bunnies, or they have pastel colors, or they're Easter eggs, or something like that. So look for things that are just the regular packs of candy, and they may actually cost less. Tip number 6 is to reuse and recycle. If you have saved anything from last year, go ahead and use it. We use the same baskets every year. I save all of the grass right in the baskets. I don't even have to mess with them every year. I save plastic eggs that we end up putting some coins in and little candies, and we hide them around the house. We put a few in their baskets as well. I save those each and every year. Any of your Easter decorations or crafts that you end up making this year, all of this stuff too, if you have not saved it from years past, save it for next year and years in the future, and you will save a lot of money going forward. You can even get free Easter baskets and grass sometimes from your local Buy Nothing group as well. And if not, the dollar store typically has this type of seasonal product in this time of year. Tip number 8 is, after the Easter dinner, is to use up those leftovers wisely. Get creative on ways to repurpose those items into other meals where you don't feel like you just ate ham every single day. So whatever you have with your Easter dinner, find a creative way to make it feel completely different, even though you're eating the same items. Again, go onto the internet, check with your local moms, any friends, and see what other people do to repurpose their leftovers. Ham can be used a variety of ways. Any of your side dish vegetables, mashed potatoes, that can all be repurposed into completely new and exciting meals. Throw stuff together into a soup, a casserole, sandwiches, salads, tacos, pasta dishes. There are all types of ways where you can repurpose. Again, you can use supercook.com or something similar to put in those ingredients now and find new ways to use them up. And you can also freeze any of it. So if you are tired of that ham and you have a lot left, freeze it and pull it out later for a different dinner. Maybe you make ham and scrambled eggs sometime for breakfast, or a breakfast for dinner. That's my kid's favorite dinner, is breakfast for dinner. Pull it out a month later when nobody is tired of ham anymore. And don't forget, if you color eggs, use up all of those eggs, especially if you are using a safe type of dyes to color those eggs. Go ahead and crack them open. Even if they have a little bit of the dye on them, that's okay, as long as you have used the safe dyes. Use them up. Make deviled eggs, egg salad, chop up eggs into your garden salad. Again, get creative with the eggs. Don't forget to use those up as well. They're great for packing in lunches or easy breakfasts. The last tip today is to focus on free or inexpensive activities to do with your family. So things to do to celebrate Easter. Look for local Easter egg hunts. Typically they are the day before Easter. You can find them at local parks, at your local churches and community centers. So do a Google search, check out if you have a local moms group, put out there for requests for information, and people will provide you all of the local egg hunts in your area. They are so much fun for kids. They don't usually cost any money, and your kids can often win prizes. And some of them even have Easter egg hunts for the adults where you can win amazing prizes like gift cards and vacations. You can color Easter eggs as a fun, inexpensive way. You can get dye kits at the dollar store. Just make sure that they say that they are non-toxic to eat, that they are food safe. But dye kits don't cost too much money, and just get a dozen white eggs and see what colors you can come up with. You can hide eggs around your house for a fun Easter egg hunt within your home or out in your front or backyards. And of course, if you believe in Jesus, you can go to a local church service for Easter. Even if you don't have a church that you attend all the time, there are so many Easter services, and churches are always inviting anyone and everyone to come attend. So often they have more activities in addition to the service. So after the service, they may have things like serving food or donuts. I know in our church, they have had photo opportunities for the family to get together, and you can have a free photo of your family given to you. So your local church service is a great way to just build in more fun activities for the day and get your family together. I hope these tips help you save money this coming Easter. Share in the comments other ideas that you have for saving money on Easter and repurposing leftover items. Whatever you have, share it so we can all learn and continue to save even more money. God bless you this Easter season. Thank you for being with me today. Blessings to your family.